all primates are xenophobic. All primates are very nervous about strangers. The basic machinery of our bodies and our minds is the same as it is in other animals. By the end of the 1970s, when the dust had settled, here's what we knew. There are only two mammals in the world in which males live with their relatives in social groups and occasionally make journeys out of their own territories into neighboring territories to stalk and hunt and kill members of the neighboring groups. Those two mammals are chimpanzees and humans. Chimpanzees and humans had a common ancestor at around 6 million years ago. And then you think, what did that common ancestor look like? And all the evidence is pointing towards something extremely like a chimp. You know, you look at chimpanzees and gorillas, and then you look at ourselves, and everyone says, well, it's perfectly obvious. Chimps and gorillas look like each other in, you know, quite minute details, so they must be closely related to each other. And we're the outgroup.
As compared to us, yeah.
As compared to us. It's not true. It turns out we are more closely related to chimps than gorillas are. We know from those fossils that we've got an ape ancestry in our past. We've known it since 1924, when those fossils were first discovered. Species that have incredible abilities for sympathy and smarts are now being eaten to death. And there is a real fear that it's going to be just a matter of a decade or two, and the enormous majority of apes will have been wiped off the planet. We have, I think, all the evidence, and this includes the archaeological evidence, points to a history of humans of having a very violent and nasty past. An imbalance of power is critical, and that these animals, whether they are young male humans or chimpanzees, are very good at assessing an imbalance of power. People sometimes think of anthropology as being a somewhat sexist kind of science and primatology because a lot of attention is paid to the males. And my feeling about that is that the reason that you get this bias is that humans are a sexist species and chimpanzees are a sexist species too. It's only because we happen to have chimpanzees and bonobos as our closest relatives that we can get some hints about the way in which our behavior has evolved. The reason that we changed from being these Australopithecine apes at around 2 million years ago into an early version of human almost overnight, where the whole human complex came in all of a sudden, is because a group of Australopithecines learnt how to cook. The male-female bond is a bond in which the female is giving food in order to pay for protection. We have to rethink male-female relations not to be this mythical cooperation, but to be full of tension, social tension, right from the beginning, with this awkward kind of exchange at the root of our complicated forms of sexual conflict.